Okay. Snakes in Hillary's hair turn Benghazi committee to stone. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee.
Still burning.
In this hour of What
it's
Do You Know,
burning.
We welcome New Yorker columnist and Be Less Stupid author Patricia Marks, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's hoping to work the passing asteroid into his Halloween porch, Michael Feldman.
My mother's lamp I knocked over. Fooling around. Okay, a little behind the scenes thing. We'll edit this out of the show. This will never happen. I will never knock over my mother's lamp while lying as if I were taking psychiatry. All right, so anyhow, yeah, Benghazi. How many of you watched the Benghazi committee? Okay, let's see. No, applaud, because it's a free radio and you can't actually see it. All right, how many watched 1 hour?
5 minutes.
How many watched 2 hours? Applaud, yeah. How many watched 3 hours? 4 hours? 3 hours?
At least
3 hours? What does she win? For 3 hours of the Benghazi committee.
Wow, let's see.
Bottle of wine. Come on. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, I was going to give her the 9 hallmarks of highly incompetent losers by Pat Reeder. But we could do wine instead.
Yeah.
How about
what would you rather have, the 9 incompetent losers or a bottle of wine? I said a bottle of wine. Your house is open.
And I just kept working.
Wait a second. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you at a disadvantage here, but you listen to it more than anyone else, at least in this room. So what?
What are you asking me?
I don't know. I was asking you what you were saying.
Well, you asked me how long I watched it.
Yeah. You said at least 3 hours.
At least. I was interested.
Yeah.
I wanted to see... Really, because I think that this is an example of our boys overseas, and if they call for help and nobody responds, what then? So this is a serious matter, and I think everybody ought to be aware of what's going on. So anyhow,
what is your name, by the way?
My name? Must I?
What's the first name?
Joan, that's good enough.
That's what they call her, Joan. That's good enough, ladies and gentlemen. And 3 hours, and any conclusions from watching at least 3 hours?
Yes. I really think that the truth hasn't come out, that it's spun around to make people look good. And, we need to be really conscious of all of this stuff. I've got a grandson that's in the reserve. If he gets called up, I want somebody there and watching his back. And that's what we all need.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right.
Well, Joan, for telling it like it is, how about a bottle of Domaine du Sec from the Wollersheim Winery?
There should be something.
Winner of the 2015 Riverside International Wine Competition.
That sort of kills off my Lilliputians fail to stake Hillary down crack and Benghazi and Harriet, which I liked. For the older crowd. I thought Hillary did a good job, though. Actually, the only miscue she might have had in the whole thing when she was asked about her emails, and she said, depends on what you mean by E. So Bill was obviously coaching her. All right, let's see now. And all the non-Hilgazi news that isn't. Next for the House, the Cubghazi Committee. By the way, the Cubs asked that no flowers be sent, but all contributions to Cubs care gratefully accept it. And if you can play shortstop, definitely stop on down. Let them know who you are. You know, it takes the Chicago Cubs to make the Mets the Yankees. Bernie is up the ante. Now free college and refunds to all of us who already paid. You're very close to getting my vote on that one. Joe Biden abandons his presidential quest and will run for House Speaker. And he's just got to change chairs at the State of the Union. So it's really easy for him. Paul Ryan's demands for Speaker. Long weekends off, Gulf Fridays, and all the major and minor holidays with the family. So he'll end up, of course, he'll be Speaker of the family instead of the House. what this means, as far as Paul Ryan is, of course, all government shutdowns must occur by noon Friday at the latest. By the way, all those those shots of his kids looking so excited on the airport there, the plane touchdown, they were really happy to see the flight attendant. He was just in the same shot. So. Okay, after saying Iowans are brain damaged from the Monsanto in the corn, Trump's handlers tell him ixnay on the ornke in Iowa. Trump only responds to Pig Latin. I don't know if you knew that. Dissing corn could be Trump's Waterloo, Iowa. A confident Trump, however, takes out the casino gaming license for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm waiting for Melania's White House tour. Have you seen the missus? I want the DVD rights. Adele has a new album out, Farmer Inn. Adele? I have to tell you people everything. Obviously, if she has a new album, it'll be called Farmer Inn. Adele. A woman who can smell Parkinson's disease has zero social life. Secret Service agents caught awake on the job. Build-A-Bear. Pardon me, whole different joke if it's Build-A-Bean. Can't read my writing here. That's an R. Build-A-Bear workshops charged with selling stuffed bear livers to the Chinese. Oprah doubles down on Weight Watchers. The GOP is gutting Obamacare. That would, in fact, ironically send all those gutted to the ER. Overwhelming the ER with gutted individuals. Dad had a Lincoln Chafee. Okay, well, that's about what it's worth. Thank you. Jim Webb, AWOL. Flaming liberal wins in up north there, so as prime minister, so bids go out on the Great Wall of Canada. See, Walker was extremely right. And finally, confused and dithering, Jeb Bush calls Trump the false zombie front runner. And that's a quote. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. And more power to you.